Home Depot shaves the price.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. There was a big sale over the weekend at Home Depot. The company discounted its price for its contractor supply business, 18%. You might remember back in June, three private equity firms intended to pay $10.3 billion for this unit. But in the current credit crunch, banks want less risky terms when financing deals. So to keep this one from falling apart, Home Depot accepted $8.5 billion. This is one of the first leveraged buyout firms to be, or first leveraged buyouts to be renegotiated in the current credit squeeze. Stocks in Asia took their cue from Friday's rally on Wall Street. In Japan, the Nikkei edged higher. Hong Kong stocks were up nearly 3%. Last week, the Dow and the S&P each rose 2.3%. The Nasdaq climbed nearly 3% last week. It's a holiday today in the UK. No trading in London. Economists in the U.S. have changed their view on the greatest threat to the economy. A new survey shows the top worry is no longer terrorism. It's the combined risk of mortgage defaults and heavy debt loads. Members of the National Association of Business Economics say a recession is avoidable if the Fed cuts interest rates. It's estimated that 2.2 million subprime home loans may have in recent years or will soon end in foreclosure. So why are the advertisements targeting those with bad credit still surfacing on the Internet? Here's Ashley Milne-Tite.
These days, you might not expect to see online ads featuring the words bad credit okay, but the Internet is still peppered with them. On the surface, it makes little sense, says Christopher Thornburg of Beacon Economics. After all, some of these lending companies are closing because of the mortgage crisis, but he says not all. And when it comes to many of these advertisers...
A lot of these companies are actually not directly lenders, but rather companies that take your information and send it out to lenders.
They still get a commission from a referral, even if the applicant doesn't end up with a mortgage. Thornburg says these ads probably won't disappear, and that's bad news for homeowners.
A desperate homeowner who's faced with foreclosure is also a vulnerable homeowner.
He worries that people in need of refinancing will be even more likely to click on an enticing ad than usual and end up with a very dodgy deal. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
An Indian company looks likely to acquire two of the world's most famous car brands, Land Rover and Jaguar. The Indian conglomerate Tata has emerged as the front runner to buy these two companies from Ford. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
6 weeks ago, it seemed a certainty. A private equity firm was thought sure to buy Jaguar and Land Rover, but the collapse in the credit markets may have put paid to that. Private equity may struggle to raise the cash. Now, analysts say, the Indian steel and auto conglomerate Tata looks the likeliest buyer. The boss, Ratan Tata, says he's interested. David Bailey of Birmingham University says Jaguar and Land Rover would fit readily into Tata's plans.
They're looking at these two quality luxury brands in terms of going global and entering the European market. They've got deep pockets, so I think they can develop cars, which cost a lot of money. So I think overall, this probably makes good sense for them.
The purchase would be a further sign of India's extraordinary role reversal. The former British colony is now buying more companies in Britain than British companies are buying in India. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Dunkin' Donuts is the latest food chain banking on a new image by reducing trans fat. Dunkin' is expected to announce today an alternative cooking oil. The company's also reformulated more than 50 items, many donuts, of course. Dunkin' isn't claiming it will be trans fat free, but it says any trans fat used will fall below a half gram per serving. These menu changes will be complete by mid-October.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to help children in under-resourced public schools achieve academic success in math and science. TeachForAmerica.org.
Maybe you've glanced at the weekly World News while in the grocery checkout line. This paper features tales of extraterrestrials, scientific discoveries like the cure for lovesickness, and then those regular features on animal-human hybrid Batboy. But World Weekly's publisher American Media reported a $160 million net loss for 2006, and it's struggling with billions of dollars in debt. So, after 28 years, today's issue will be the last in print. World Weekly News will still be available online, but for commentator John Booth, it just won't be the same.
I haven't bought a copy of the Weekly World News in years, so I'll take my share of the blame for its demise. Sure, the supermarket checkouts will still have more than their share of airbrushed celebrity plastic surgery nightmares and badly altered weight loss, weight gain photos, but frankly, I find that kind of stuff depressing. Give me aliens in the White House. Give me Bigfoot spotted in a drive-thru. Give me take-home quizzes that'll help me see if my ancestors came from off-planet. When I was a little kid, hypnotized by Star Wars, the front page of the Weekly World News gave me flying saucers by the dozen. As a smart-aleck junior high kid wondering whether or not today was the day America and Russia would nuke each other to bits, the publication assuaged my fears, albeit by guaranteeing Armageddon on a regular basis. And in high school, when my friends and I visited our town's only 24-hour grocery to rent cheesy movies, nothing went with motel hell like a copy of the Weekly World News. What made the paper great through it all was the absolute sincerity with which it used to ply its tales. The finger-staining newsprint, the sans-serif all-caps headlines, the screaming, even shocking, sunburst cover splashes, all somehow lent the news an air of, well, certainly not weight or truth or reality, but of understanding. An understanding between the paper and its readers in which both sides know it's all a joke, but one that's a whole lot funnier if you pretend the other side's taking it seriously. But in the new millennium, we've all just gotten so used to reading bizarre humor and clever satire and flat-out lies online that the Weekly World News doesn't stand out from the rest anymore. Now that's a tale worthy of the news itself. A publication built on lying for fun and profit, killed by the internet. I'd have been less surprised to find Batboy running the CIA.
John Booth is a writer at Crain's Cleveland Business. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.